Kick this one for Brooklyn. Kick this one for the 90s. Now kick this one here for me and my DJ. Now I was rocking this party in the 90s in Brooklyn. You know where the people get hype and rock a party from Friday to Saturday night. 48 hours done and I still hold the mic. I try to put it down and say that I'm through, but they give it back to me and say continue. That's the thing about Brooklyn, they never get enough of the rap and the music and all the good stuff that makes your life worth living for. Respect is the crowd that I draw. Never am I dissed and never ever shall I be. Ain't an MC alive that can deal with me. And if you think you're the one that can deal with this, well, you are. Best prepare for a big fat diss. Kick this one for Brooklyn. Kick this one for the 90s. Now kick this one here for me and my DJ. Now I was chilling in Flatbush, minding my own, when a girl walked up with a chrome microphone. She said, "Hey MC Light, I heard about you, so here's the microphone, let's see what you can do." So I took the microphone and I threw it to the ground, cause I need no assist when it comes to getting down. When I started to rap, she started to shake. She knew to confront me was truly a mistake, so she picked the microphone off the gray concrete. And before I turned around, she was down the street. Now kick this one for Brooklyn. Kick this one for the 90s. Now kick this one here for me and my DJ. Now when I'm on the stage, everyone starts staring. Is it what I'm saying or is it what I'm wearing? 50-50 chances what I'm saying, and at the same time what my DJ is playing. If you can get hype and sorta like loud, yo K-Rock, kick this one for the crowd. I've been to lots of parties, mostly uptown, and one thing I notice, young people get down. So hip-hoppers from all around, get with the funky sound. Kick this one for Brooklyn. Now kick this one for the 90s. Now kick this one here for me and my DJ.